It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Last week was another deadline at the Iowa State House for lawmakers to get more bills through committee so they can be debated on the floor of the House or the Senate. On Mondays, we check in with IPR State House correspondent Joyce Russell. Good morning, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
Joyce, lawmakers are getting more done earlier this session. What's made it through during this last so-called funnel week that lawmakers could find compromise on and possibly become law?
Well, several bills that we've reported on made it through the deadline last week, but not necessarily in a form that everyone is happy about. So, for example, a bill to address radon in the schools. That bill that passed the Senate was already watered down to require only testing. One Democratic critic called that bill a warm bucket of spit.
Okay.
But then that bill got watered down even more in the House, so not even testing is required. Then on another bill to update Iowa's HIV transmission laws, it passed the Iowa Senate unanimously, and it also made it through the House Judiciary Committee by last week's deadline. But Republicans in the House disagree with each other over whether the penalties for having sex when you know you have AIDS should, in their words, fit the recklessness of the behavior, whether or not the disease is transmitted. So the House Judiciary Committee toughened the penalties over what the Senate passed, and AIDS activists say they're going to be disappointed if that version becomes law.
Now, Democrats at the end of last week were focused on education legislation that they couldn't get approved in the House. Education budgets, more money for children in poverty, that is those on free and reduced lunches, action on reducing the gas radon in classrooms, as you mentioned. How do Republicans approach these issues in the House?
Well, on radon, Republicans argue that requiring schools to test and or mitigate would be an unfunded mandate. And on education spending, majority Republicans in the House point to the millions of dollars in new money that was approved for education last year. And they say that there's a danger of overpromising money to the schools when that could result in cutbacks later if revenues take a dive.
Meanwhile, Republicans disappointed the Democratic majority in the Senate didn't pass a bill to ban telemed abortions. What else are Republicans focused on moving forward?
Well, that telemed abortion issue is their most high-profile issue. That's the practice of performing medical abortions without a doctor physically present in the room. And I should say it's high-profile because Republicans are continuing to make their case on this issue, even though the Democratic Senate has made clear they don't intend to take up the bill. There is a procedural move where the minority party could force a bill out of committee in the Senate, but that hasn't happened up to now. And Senate Republicans plan to hold a news conference today to make their case again against so-called telemed abortions.
So what's likely to not move forward, effectively dead in terms of becoming law?
Well, you have to be careful. There are always backdoor ways to revive issues. But
true,
one substantial issue that didn't gain any traction this year is juvenile sentencing. As you know, the courts have ruled that Iowa's laws are too tough on offenders who committed homicide and other serious crimes as juveniles. But so far, the legislature has not been able to find consensus on how to rewrite Iowa's sentencing laws. The bill got only as far as a subcommittee in the Senate, where legislators heard from victims of violent crimes at the hands of teenagers.
Now, finally, it's starting to feel more like spring out there, which means primary elections are around the corner. Are we seeing much of the looming campaigns impacting the legislative session? How do we see the races in the state Senate and House shaping up?
Well, Friday was a deadline to officially file for office, so that was taking up some oxygen at the Capitol as legislators found out whether they would face primary challengers, for example. 14 legislators are retiring, so those seats will be opened up. And here's something as predictable as the spring. Both parties say they've recruited excellent candidates, and both sides say they expect to improve their majorities in the House and Senate.
Okay, Joyce Russell, thanks so much.
Okay.
That's IPR State House correspondent Joyce Russell. She joins us on Mondays to preview the week ahead at the legislature. It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. It's 7:40.